This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Last I checked, we're still a ways away from a done deal on infrastructure. It's not going to be infrastructure week as much as it's going to be infrastructure summer. And certainly the White House isn't going to get everything it wants, most particularly on the clean energy side of the equation. In particular, there aren't any incentives for more investment in solar energy. Dems say they're not giving up on that, but honestly, it's going to take a lot to make the United States a meaningful competitor in solar equipment production because China controls about 80% of the world's solar manufacturing supply chain. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, it did not used to be this way.
Of the total new electrical capacity installed in the U.S. last year, 40% was solar. The price of solar panels has come down 70% over the last decade. In large part, that is because of Chinese production.
If you have a solar panel on your roof and have installed it in the last 5 or 10 years in the U.S., more than likely it was made by a Chinese manufacturer in China.
Jordan Schneider is with the Rhodium Group. Up until 2000, China's solar production was limited to its space program and military. It was producing about 0% of the world's solar equipment. By 2012, it was producing 60%. And today, it is the world's dominant player. Mark Widmer is CEO of U.S. solar manufacturing company First Solar. He says this transformation began when solar manufacturers in Europe and other wealthy economies started relocating their manufacturing to China in the 2000s.
That opened up the door to China. Right, because now China had the opportunity to learn, capture insights, perspectives, technologies, things that they didn't have without it.
Chinese firms started making their own solar products, and they benefited from the same strategies that made China so successful at manufacturing in general, says Rhodium Group's Schneider.
Really tightly knit supply chains where suppliers would be in the same town. You'd have incredible competition leading to lower prices, as well as some help from the Chinese government.
And then came the Great Recession. Demand for solar equipment cratered. The bottom dropped out of the global energy market. Globally, the solar industry was struggling.
These Chinese firms were able to ramp down and go into hibernation mode a little more efficiently than the Western firms were.
At around the same time, the Chinese government stepped in. Chen Gang is senior research fellow at the National University of Singapore.
Governments at all levels identified this industry as something of strategic importance, and they started to give a lot of support.
Building up the solar manufacturing industry became a national priority. The Chinese government funded research labs at solar companies. It promoted production of polysilicon, one of the key raw materials for solar panels.
And also, the government gives a lot of subsidies to the energy because this industry needs a lot of energy. And also cheap land and bank loans, they all help, I think, Chinese industry to gain competitiveness.
By 2013, China was promoting demand for solar inside China. In 2014, U.S. prosecutors accused the Chinese military of hacking the solar technology of U.S. companies and then sharing it with Chinese companies. First Solar CEO Mark Widmer says the government support in all its forms helped Chinese companies elbow out the competition.
They subsidize industries, highly motivate them to create overcapacity, which then creates pricing power, and they export that product into international markets and with a predatory pricing behavior and squash all competition.
Both the U.S. and Europe accused China of unfair dumping and imposed tariffs on certain Chinese solar products starting in 2012. John Smirnow is general counsel with the Solar Energy Industries Association. He says setting aside debates over dumping, there's an example in China's approach.
You still can't deny that the Chinese state and federal governments made significant long-term investments in these industries.
Emphasis on long term. In contrast to the sustained commitment made by China, the U.S. had an on-again, off-again approach to its support for solar. Tax credits were allowed to expire and then reenacted again and again, says Michael Davidson, an assistant professor at the University of California, San Diego.
That did not result in a very strong market signal, and that uncertainty, of course, could lead pause to any sort of U.S. manufacturer that was hoping to come up in the U.S. space.
China is now winding down its subsidies. Its solar industry is mature. Its overcapacity is creating problems even for Chinese firms. The U.S. solar industry, meanwhile, is asking the U.S. government to invest in R&D, offer long-term investment tax credits, and promote more demand, basically to take a page from China's book. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.